Zohar Vayechi, D2, Chok Yisrael, an excerpt from 224a. So Yaakovina says, V'shochavtim avosai, and I will lay with my fathers, meaning in the grave. Yudah Pasach, Yudah opened the discourse from when he said, verse in Yishai, Isaiah 42, Achareishim Shimu, the deaf hear, Revir Mabitu, their os, and the blind gaze to look. Now, what in the world could be talking about? How do you expect a deaf person to hear and a blind person to see? So it must be it's speaking about people that kind of make themselves deaf and blind. And the Zohar is pointing out that the prophet is awakening them to open their ears and open their eyes. Achreishim Shimu, let the deaf hear. Ilein b'nei noshad lot saisen l'muli yiraisa. These are the people that don't listen to the words of Torah. They don't open their ears to listen to the commandments of their master. So they make themselves deaf. But Ivrim and the blind, and the blind, that they don't gaze to know on what we're standing, what we're enduring in the world, what in the world are we doing here? Because every single day, a proclamation goes out and proclaims from the inner light and the external light, giving messages inside of a person's awareness that he can understand, giving feelings just above that draw him on to some quest, some search, some thirst for spirituality. Nonetheless, leis man yishgach, and there's no one who pays attention. Titania, we learned, inun yom debar nash, these days of a person kad is bori, and is created, b'hao yom adenofik l'alma, that day, when he comes out to the world, which means when he's born, kulu kaimin b'kiyum mayhu, they all endure in their endurance, they stand in their place, v'azlan v'tasin v'alma, and they go and fly in the world. V'nachtin v'azharan l'b'nei nosh kol yom v'yom v'chudoi. They descend and warn a person every single day individually, which means that when a person is born, there's a bunch of days that is allotted to him, and it's kind of stored in a place in heaven. And it's one chunk that goes with him. He's got the file with him. And every day, technician above, the angel programs one of the days, and it comes and gives him his life force and existence for that day. But it doesn't just give him life, but he also gives him warning and says, you know, each day in its special way has its way of saying, listen to Hashem, seek Hashem. Zayin Nachman says that infinite light comes and clothes itself every single day, in every thought, word, and deed, to call a person to come back to Hashem. When that day comes and warns, and a person does a sin in that day before his master. That day ascends before his master in shame. And testimony. And stands alone outside, which means not allowed to go to its place inside in Shemayim, where it's supposed to go. V'tana, we learn, Basa de Koyim el Chudoi, after when it stands alone, Yosef, it sits, Ad Barnosh Ovid Minei Tshuva, till a person makes from it repentance. Zacha Tavha Yom El Asrei, if he merits, that day returns to its place. Lo zacha, if he doesn't merit, how yom enoches v'shtatef b'hav rucha d'lobar, that day descends and is attached, comes partners with that spirit that's outside. V'tov l'beisei, it returns to his house, v'stakin b'dukna d'hav ba'nosh mamish, and it's fixed in the image of that person in actuality. It's actually fixed, like set up in the image of that person. Avoshalei, to do betim, v'dairi mei b'beisei, lives with him in the house, v'isti d'yurei l'tov. And there is sometimes that it's living with him can be for good, it can do him positive things. He was zachi, if he's meritorious, we love. And if not, you know, as even if he doesn't do true for the specific thing he did wrong, but still, if he has other merits that can help turn that negative energy into day that's not able to go up to Shemayim and lives with him down below into something positive to help him, we love. And if not, the Yurei may the Bish, it lives with him for bad. Ben kach, what is this like that? It's pachdanin on yomin, it's a visitor, days of chasrin. And they're lacking, like when they take the count, they tally it up in Shemayim, they see, oh, there's missing some days that didn't come to their place up there. It doesn't go in the count of those that are left. Woe to that person that is lacking his days before the Holy King. It doesn't allow above days. It doesn't leave above days to be crowned in them, in that world. It's covered by Dahu Kami Melka, and to come close to them before the King, Kadisha, the Holy King. Because the each day is like a vessel. As a person, how can relate to the infinite light of Hashem, when relative to Hashem, even the soul, which relative to us is something infinite, but relative to Hashem is limited, it's finite. So Hashem is absolutely infinite, and our degree of infinity of the soul is only relative. And the answer is, there's different types of simsumim. There's garments, and there's days, and each type of a medium through which the soul can receive the divine light. It's called the ziv hashchina, the effulgence of the shechina, the divine presence. Well, if a person's days are lacking, so it's lacking his ability to receive. Tochazi, come and see a new revelation about this. Kad krivu yinan yom and kavi malka kadisha. These days come close before the Holy King. Ihu zako, if he's meritorious, how about noshta nofuk mi alma? A person comes out from the world, solak, that's when a person is nifter and leaves the world. Solak, he rises, all be inun yomin, and he enters in those days. He's like crowned in those days and adorned by them and fit to go into the royal bowl to be with the Shekhinah to receive Hashem's light. Vin levushi yikordim slav shebei, and those honorable garments that is clothed in, the slav shebei, nishmaset, his soul is clothed in. Vin yom havuz dazakobuhu, those are the days that he was meritorious in them. Lo chavbu, he didn't sin in them. Woe to that one that causes his days to be lacking above. The kadvoin this lobashaleb yomoy. Instead, when they want to close him in his days, inan yom the pogim yubachovoy, those days that he defected with his sins, chasrin mehau levusha, they're lacking from the garment. It's lavish b'mona chasra, be clothed in a lacking garment. Can have even a beautiful, gorgeous garment, but it's missing a sleeve or a pocket or as a hole or some buttons. So it's like it's a shame to go into the ball that way. Kol shekein isaginin. How much more so if there's a lot of them that are missing? And a person won't have what to be clothed in that world. Could be he has this torn, shattered garment, and he's nothing clothes himself. That's why Nachum says a person come next world is like naked. Attached to a tzaddik, even if he finds himself in such a state, Chas Shalom, next world, a tzaddik can still help him and get him a pair package of some special clothes. Then woe to him, vile nafshe, woe to his soul, from the internal light and external light and the surrounding light. The dining lay began him that they judge him in hell. Alin yom for those days. Yomin al yomin, days upon days. Yomin al chad, train, days one upon two. The chad nafik meha alma. So he leaves this world, lo ishkech yomin islavish behu. He don't find days to be clothed in him. Lo havi le levusha, maskasi, and he won't have a garment what to be clothed in. So it's like there's days above and days below, and he's lacking them. In this world, he didn't live with attachment to Hashem. In the next world, further. Zakonin and sadikaya, met worthy of those righteous. The yomehon kulhon tamirin, that their days are all buried, mean like set away by Hashem in a treasure chest, waiting. Inun legabe, towards him, Malka Kadishut, O King, is Ovid Minayu Levushe Kor. He makes from them honorable garment. Honorable garments, this Lav Shebuhu Ba'almadasi, be clothed in them in the world to come. So, how, therefore, if a person is very important, as I mentioned elsewhere, for a person to take spiritual inventory and to judge himself at the end of the day and to try and fix his days, because it's much easier to fix the day before it finishes trying to go up there in Shemaim at the end of the day. But if not, it's never too late to do tshuva. A person can always repent, and even at the end of his life, he can fix up everything in one shot. Just more difficult. So a good businessman does good business and tries to do things the most convenient, effective, efficient way. So it makes sense to try and do tshuva right away at the end of the day and not to let it go. But if not, a person should always try and do tshuva, and even at the very last minute, fix up all of his days of merit to have a beautiful, splendorous, glorious garment in the world to come by which to receive the ziv, the effulgence, the infinite light of the Shekhinah, lachzos of Noam Hashem, the light upon the pleasantness and sweetness of Hashem from all the mitzvahs that he did in this world.